Hi, my name is Fleury Summers, creator of the Professional Pearl and Bead Stringing 2-volume DVD course. This is the first in a series of short podcasts providing tips, information, and resources that should be helpful to you and to your clients. One of the most troubling and perplexing characteristics of the gem trade for beginners is the widespread use of trade names and misnomers for gemstones. Most of the time, the names are not intended to deceive. Over time, the usage of a certain name becomes so commonplace in the trade that buyers are expected to know, for example, that Korean jade is really serpentine, not jadeite or nephrite, one of the two varieties of jade. Similarly, all black onyx is dyed and has been dyed since Roman times. This is so commonly accepted, it is never mentioned. Nevertheless, this can be confusing for the beginner, and it must be said that some dealers, not many, but a few, do misrepresent materials. The best advice is to be wary of gemstone names which have some kind of descriptor at the beginning. For example, there is no such thing as blue topaz in nature. Blue topaz you see is gray or otherwise unattractively colored topaz that is heat treated or irradiated. In the trade, you will hear descriptors such as London blue topaz or Swiss blue topaz. These do not denote place of origin, but are rather the names given to the treated topaz. In another example, emeralds are often sold with the country of origin as part of the name, such as Colombian emerald, Brazilian emerald, and so on. But Oriental emeralds are green sapphires, and African emeralds are green fluorite. In addition, please remember that many, if not most, of gemstones are treated in some way, and there is nothing wrong with a treated gemstone. Some treatments, in fact, are critical for protecting the stone. The trouble usually occurs when a buyer is not educated about specific treatments and then is shocked and surprised to learn that the material has been heat treated, coated, or dyed. If you are buying at shows, dealers are extremely reluctant to accept returns. So if you're just starting out and are concerned about a certain material, ask the dealer. If he or she is impatient or brushes off your question, buy somewhere else. Also, insist that the dealer write the name of the gemstone on the receipt. For more information about the 2-volume Professional Pearl and Bead Stringing course, please visit http://fsummers.com. That's F like Frank, Summers, SOMMERS.com. Thank you.